We're doing Agadot HaTalmud, and we had seen earlier, for those of you who weren't here for the class before Alvit, we had learned about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's conversation with Aspasianus, that he had explained to Vespasian that he referred to him as the king, because we have on tradition that Jerusalem would only fall in the hands of a king, and being that he's about to conquer Jerusalem, it must be that he will become king. And now the Gemara tells us, we're already up to Nunvav Amud Beis, that as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is talking to Aspasianus, a messenger came from Rome and said to Vespasian, "Stand on your feet, for the emperor has died, and the important people of Rome have decided to appoint you as king." Now, at that time, Vespasian was wearing only one of his shoes. So he's supposed to stand and accept the throne. So he wants to put on his other shoe. He tries putting on his second shoe, and it doesn't work. So he figures, that's funny, okay. So I'll take off this pair of shoes, put on something else. He tries taking off his other shoe that was already on, and that wouldn't come off either. So he wonders to himself, what's going on here? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tells him, don't worry. It's because you heard good news. The verse says in Mishlei, Shmu'a tova tedashen atzim. Tedashen atzim. Good news satiates the bones. It gives the bones filling. So you heard good news, and therefore your body got a little bit wider, and that's why you can't put on the other shoe and you can't take off this shoe. So Aspasianus asks him, okay, well, what am I supposed to do now? You know the problem, but now tell me what's the solution. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to him, ask that they bring before you a person who you don't like, and he'll walk before you, and when you see him, so because you see someone you don't like, so you'll be saddened a little bit, and then your limbs will get back to size. That's the verse that says, Ruach nechea tiabesh garen. A spirit that's saddened, that's lowered, dries out the bone. And that's what Vespasian did, and then he was able to wear the second shoe. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had come with the hope that he would be able to salvage something from the destruction that was imminent. And now he has found favor in Vespasian's eyes by forecasting that Vespasian would be king, by giving him this good advice how to deal with his problem with his shoes, by being silent when Vespasian claimed that he was right in coming to destroy all of Jerusalem. And now Vespasian said to him, if you're so smart, where have you been until now? How come you didn't figure out a way to overcome these biryonim if you're so smart? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you know, I've already answered you that the Biryonim, they're also smart, and they wouldn't let me get out of the city. So Vespasian sealed the conversation and he said, I've already answered you about your answer that with the story of the snake. So Vespasian, we see, was holding on to his own. So Vespasian said to him, I have to go back to Rome now. I'm going to be the Caesar. And I'm going to send another general to lead the army. Tell me, what gift should I leave you? Now Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is standing in a position where the chief general, and now the emperor, has told him, ask, what do you want as your gift? And the question is, what should he answer? Again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has used his wisdom to get this far. And again, the question is going to be, what should he say that will be the greatest salvation for the Jewish people at this time. He has it in his hands, and obviously he's thought of something before he's come, because as we pointed out earlier, he really had nothing to offer Vespasian when he came. He's coming to Vespasian counting on the Torah that he knows, that he will be able to find a way to salvage something. And now the question is, what can he get away with? Can he tell Vespasian, well, leave, take the armies with you, leave us be? Will he get away with that? Or maybe if he asks for too much, Vespasian will say, that's impossible, you know that. And that's where we'll pick up next time, what was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's request, and how did the rabbis view that request? Did he do right or did he do wrong?